And we have come to worship the Lord of Lords this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing hymn number 154. 1 or 2 songs, then we will sit down and do a Bible study. Amen. 154, just as I am without one plea. That's how we come today. But thy blood was shed for me. 154. Jesus Christ. In these days of different virus, known and unknown, let's sing that song, Rock of Ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Hymn number 33. Thank you.
Yeah. Jesus is my hope, where all eternity
29. Let's pick our thought from there before we sit down. It's a Bible study, so you need to be very, very careful. Listen very well. Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29. It says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Open again Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. But the path of the just, and we are the just, is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Please be seated. Praise Master Jesus. Let's do Bible study. So, you either get your Bible or you listen very well and get the tape when we close. I read that scripture, the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. And that perfect day is the day of perfection until we enter the millennium, until we go into the rapture. Apostle Paul put it this way, that in Romans chapter 1, where he says, "For we are not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." But he added, "Therein, in this gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, from revelation to revelation." Listen, enter message believers, listen very well. The problem of the denomination, listen. The problem that denominational Christianity entered into, the same problem has overtaken the followership of the ministry of William Branham. Very, very unfortunate, very, 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 very sad, very, very sad. That same old Satan is at it. And he will never stop until we go. What are they guilty of? Concerning revelation, they put full stop. They don't want to go any further. What a denomination? You build a wall around yourself and say, "This is what we believe." And what do you mean by saying, "This is what we believe"? You have picked some things from the scripture. Pick here, pick here, pick here, and say, "This is what we shall be identified with." Bring any other thing outside of it, they will never receive it. When you ask them, they will say, "We in our church, this is what we believe." The only place to correct us is the Bible. And if you refuse the word of God to correct you, that is why I said the path of the just. When you talk of path, path means your pathway of life. And we are in a pathway. We are moving from earth to glory. And this journey from earth to glory, hallelujah, we will need a guide. That's why the word of God is referred to as a light. It lightens, and it says, it shineth brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. If you remain, you decide that you will remain with candle light in the room and refuse electric bulb to come there and shine brighter, you will certainly be limited to the wherever that light will reach. Praise God. That is the problem. And I'm saying this because I am referred to as a heretic as far as the enter message is concerned. They call me heretic, but they cannot use the Bible to disprove any of my doctrines. But they have the quote of the prophet. The quote of the prophet. It is only in this enter message. I was sharing with Pastor Francis before he came to the altar this morning. I said, the followers of Luther, no division among them. Lutherans, no division among them. Wesleyans, no division among them. Even Pentecostals, no division among them. Even in their error, they agree in their error. No division. But it is only in the followership of the ministry of William Branham that you have this confusion. And I told him, I say, it is evidence something is grossly wrong, for God is not an author of confusion. And the only thing that is wrong there is that the people, instead of listening to the message, they were looking at the messenger. Instead of them to focus on the message, they are focusing on the messenger. And when you focus on the messenger, this is how you will be reading the Bible. Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. This is how you'll be reading the message. This is how you'll be reading Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. It says, listen, because I know they're listening to me from all over the world. It says, but, amen, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God. Listen, this is how they read it. Satan is wicked. Praise the Lord. Satan is wicked. It will take grace for you to escape from his weapons. I had a course before we read that scripture so that you understand where I am going. Because I'm going to say something that will correct what me myself have taught before. Following this, a parrot-like sermon. You know what a parrot is? Eh? Do you know what a copy-tapist is? Eh? You know what a copy-tapist? You know, it's copy-tapist is different from confidential secretary. Copy tapis, when you draft anything you write, now, so they type. Oh, you say, ah, but this is what the spelling of went now. He said, but that's what you write them now. Now, what do you write now? I type. Cannot use your sense and understand what he means. Copy tapis. Parrot, uncle. Parrot is not meant to talk. So he only repeats because he has no sense to decode what you mean. Every day you hear, you say, hello, why the. Come outside near his cage. They say hello. When you want to answer, call you. They come near his cage. They say hello, hello. Any day you are passing, he will tell you hello, hello. Repeating what you are saying. Parrot, parrot, parrot like. Some. Satan is wicked. Some years ago, that was about 1994, 1995. All of a sudden, a group of respected inter-message preachers, they started on this teaching of the fivefold ministry. When they want to start that their error, this is what they do. They want to start that their error. This is what they do. And unless it's not even about you being smart, it takes the grace of God for you not to fall prey to what they are doing. But I thank God. Oh, Father, I thank you. Before you know what, anytime we go, they will gather convention at Ilori, at everywhere. And then what they are teaching is the fivefold ministry. They started a particular period. The apostle is like this. The prophet is like this. The pastor is like this. You can imagine for 3 days we're in a convention and all they are teaching is properly placing the fivefold ministry. We didn't know where they were going to. Then after that, they began. Now they said the apostle is the highest office. So before you know what, this is what the apostle does. This is what the apostle does. This is what the apostle does for a ministry. And before you know what, small time. They started now giving themselves the appointments. So this is Apostle Olumide. And since it is the leading, they say it is the leading ministry, All other people are to follow him. They took about 2 years teaching it everywhere. Then they began to place themselves. And when they want to do it, I was in a service at Shomolu. And they were teaching. The man was teaching. Then when he comes to where he now wanted to place who will be like Apostle Paul in this age, he hanged it there. He hanged it there. After he showed all the qualification, he now hanged it there. Then Pastor Enoch Onyeboha, my very good brother and friend, he came to the accredited microphone when it was his turn. And then he turned and looked at the brother Amos. He said, "We know you are just trying to be humble. You are the one that fit here. This place, you didn't place somebody here. We know you are the one. Therefore, you are the John of this age." That is where they start. Now, where am I going? They start first by lifting up the ministry of William Branham. If he is the seventh, listen very well. If he is the seventh church age messenger, and we have proof here that the seventh church age messenger is William Seymour. You see, they are not excited. I don't know how they do this one now. There's no response. When I mentioned this in Zambia, they were all excited because they have been following the teaching. Because we are able to place the ministry of William Branham beyond the seven-star messenger. Okay, so don't think that I'm throwing him away. I'm not throwing him away. But they threw away William Seymour. I brought him back by the scriptures. Now, listen very well, because if I don't say these things, you won't take what I want to say seriously. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen. And then, now, if they bring him up and that he's the seventh church age messenger, then this is how seventh church age is the last church age. This is how they read Revelation 10:7. This is how they read it. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mysteries of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants, the prophets. Now, if they read it as mysteries, then you cannot bring any more revelation. So if you want to know anything, go to the sermons of William Branham. Everything is there. You see why I said Satan is wicked? Meanwhile, what did that scripture say? In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, one mystery, the mystery of God, should be finished. If you follow that and ask, which mystery should be finished? We all went along that error before. We are correcting ourselves. The voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Or is one mystery. Before you can say it is the salvation of the Gentiles, we have to go and look at what is that seventh angel. Where is that seventh angel sounding? Where is he sounding? You will see him sounding in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Oh, let's read it. And this is it. And the seventh angel sounded. And when he sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Let's read on, please. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shalt give reward unto thy servants the prophets and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shalt destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in the temple the ark of the testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and a great hell. Go back to verse 15. Go back to verse 15. Go back to verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying what? The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord. What is the kingdoms of this world? Daniel chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar saw a dream of an image, and Daniel gave the interpretation of that dream, and interpreted it to be four kingdoms. And in the days of the fourth kingdom, what will happen? A stone hewn without hand comes and smashes that something, and then stays, and that stone fills the whole earth, marking what? The end of the times of the Gentiles. And that takes place. It's a mystery. That mystery will be rounded up in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Now, if you follow this teaching, how will you place William Branham in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7? Praise the Lord.